Alan McPherson, thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
So I was intrigued by this recent article in the New York Times, actually it was last Sunday's New York Times, about Mexico. And it was a little different narrative than what we hear about Mexico often, what we see and hear about Mexico in the press and the media. You know, we hear about violence and drug wars and all kinds of, you know, people leaving Mexico, flocking to the United States and elsewhere. But this article would lead us to believe that Mexico is indeed very vibrant. It's kind of rising as a cultural center in Latin America, South Koreans flocking, Europeans flocking to Mexico. What are we to make of that? I mean, is this your sense? This is your part of the world. You've been there. What do you think about it?
Well, my sense is that the article pointed to important trends, but they've got to be put into context. I mean, clearly what's happening in Mexico is that Mexico is globalizing, right? It has embraced free trade almost completely, and it is globalizing in ways good and bad. And the article tends to focus on the good. And the new, which is fantastic, because you have a lot of immigrants. They are finding it relatively easy to do business in Mexico. They are finding that there's a lot of creative energy in Mexico, which I think is all true. I mean, Mexico has never been a place that was hostile to immigrants. In fact, people from Latin America have always gone to Mexico to find freedom, especially in Mexico City, which is really different from the rest of the country. And so in those ways, I think the article gets it right. In other ways, you know, we have to put this into sort of a different context, which is that there's still a relatively small number of immigrants in Mexico. I think the article says it's about 1%. In the United States, the percentage is far higher, 5, 6% are foreign born.
Although they note that they think that that's undercounting somehow, that they're not all being represented there, and that in their mind it could be as high as 3% or more. But nonetheless growing, right, in a trend. It's trending upward in Mexico.
That's right, yeah. And I think the trend is probably right, whereas the United States is more of a stagnating economy and a sort of a culturally probably also stagnating, whereas Mexico is much more vibrant. And also you're seeing more of a diversification of what Mexico is. And so the economy is more diverse than it ever was. But of course, there are great losers in this globalization, and that those are the people not particularly mentioned. There's an allusion to the fact that, you know, not all is rosy in the Mexican economy. And of course, NAFTA, other free trade, other aspects of globalization have created a lot of losers in Mexico, and they're not really in this article. You know, these people don't leave, or, you know, they're not immigrants. The winners are the immigrants, and those are the people interviewed in the article. But the losers often have to leave Mexico. They end up in the United States. Sometimes they have to go back to Mexico, and so they're not considered the very innovative or creative people, but they're a very large proportion of the population there, the poor of Mexico, whose lives, they would say, have been made much more difficult by free trade and by globalization.
So it's a mixed message, or a mixed bag, I guess, is the more accurate way of looking at Mexico, because you have – and I think the article did suggest that, you know, there's still a significant amount of inequality, and that these – you mentioned the capital, for example, which is very different, and they said the main population centers, so Mexico City, maybe Monterrey, Guadalajara, that these are really the vibrant places, and that if you get outside of those areas, then you have a relatively, you know, different picture.
Right. I think you have two kinds of pockets of this sort of globalization or diversification. It's you have some of the big urban centers, and you also have sort of smaller towns like San Miguel de Allende that have always welcomed exiles, a lot of Americans. And those are vibrant in their own way, but they're more sort of smaller rural places.
So I thought it was interesting that they made some reference to how the United States and Europe, people consider them to be spiritually dead. You know, they're too commercial and materialistic. I think there's some truth to that, perhaps, meaning in comparison, maybe in terms of the youth, right? Because we're talking about this is a young country in the sense that you've got a lot of the demographics. You have a lot of young people, and it's you know, drawing in young people. So is that perhaps the significant difference? Is just that demographic and the vibrancy, the energy? It all really relates to just the youth of Mexico.
Well, I think that's a certain part of it. I mean, the United States population is getting older, and interestingly, it's the immigrants to the United States that are making the population not age as quickly. Europe doesn't have as many immigrants, and so it's aging even more quickly. China's actually aging quite quickly. China's also part of this story in Mexico, because one of the reasons that, you know, there are globalization winners in Mexico is because goods coming from China are more and more expensive. Salaries are going up in China. Transportation costs are much higher from China than from Mexico. And so to a certain extent, Mexico is benefiting from trends that have nothing to do with Mexico. They're sort of these global trends.
Well, it is interesting to see a little different take on what we normally perceive about our neighbors to the south, about Mexico, the country, and certainly the problems clearly remain. But I guess the long-term question for us to consider in the future is this a short-term trend, or is this going to be a long-term trend? And to what extent, will Mexico continue to grow and attract people from all around the world?
That's true. I mean, what we hear mostly about is the drug war, the violence that accompanies it. And these are very serious problems. But again, you have to see the drug war within a very complex country. I mean, there's more than 100 million people in Mexico. The drug war is mostly concentrated in the north, in a couple of towns on the coasts. Mexico City has largely been free of direct drug war violence. And so hopefully this trend will continue and will affect more Mexicans in a positive way.
Well, very interesting. Alan McPherson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Welcome.